We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question. What if you actually pooped your pants? A construction worker was injured but did survive a fall off of a building under construction in downtown Seattle on Monday morning thanks to a safety net. Seattle fire officials said the approximately 30-year-old man fell just before 11 a.m. at the building that's under construction on 7th, fell several feet but then into a net. Fire officials said the man suffered lower extremity injuries and was taken to Harborview Medical Center for treatment. Officials haven't given any more details, but I was right by there on my bus today and saw exactly where the net was that he fell into.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you fall off of a building, I mean, the moment you fall, if he only fell 3 feet before he hit the net, just the fact, if you fall, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In that totally. Time, to me, I pooped my pants. Like, half of my body weight's come out because you assume this is it. Now, I was talking about this with someone earlier, one of our coworkers, VD, as it were, and he was like, man, I didn't think those nets were there so much for people as much as equipment.
Debris or whatever.
I said, no, I think you're right. I don't think you're wrong.
Both. I think it's anything. You drop a hammer, you drop a human being. Anything. You drop a toolbox, you drop a spool, anything.
Well, part of the reason we were saying this, as I'm outside smoking, talking with them, and the thing that reminded me to tell them, there's a window washer across the street. And he's way up there, and he doesn't have one of those big-ass harness things. Like, he's just on the 2x4 with the bucket next to him, right? Like, yeah. Old-school guy. And I was like, man, you know, I'm looking. There's no one bugging him. He's 30 floors above the road. And I said, look, I think at the point that you get used to doing this job, it's got to be the greatest sense of freedom as far as a job goes, right?
Peace and quiet.
Nobody's bugging there. They're listening to whatever they're listening to. But how long does it take to get used to that?
Do you have it in you
to get used to that, man? I'm sure once you do, it's fantastic.
I mean, I have to imagine you climb stuff as a kid.
It would terrify me.
Yeah, but it's different.
It would absolutely terrify
me. But see, I feel like there's a difference. Like climbing up a tree, and I think we've all been there, where you climbed up something, and then when you turned around and looked down, even your buddies say it's only 10 feet. 10 feet when you're on top of it is a lot different than 10 feet looking up, right? So it's one thing to climb up. These guys, you know, you're on top of a building, which already seems like a really bad idea, and then you walk to the edge, and you got some bungee cords or ropes or whatever.
What about,
you got to step off, man. And to me, it's much different if you said, all right, man, we're going to climb to the top of this building. It would freak me out, but I'd be much more comfortable climbing up, you know, looking upward than stepping off of a building.
Well, okay, what about somebody like Tom Cruise? Now, I think Tom
Cruise, I love doing my own stuff.
That's what I'm saying. He'll run on the side of a skyscraper, like 56 floors up in the air, and like, He's an actor, yeah, but, and you might like his movies or not, but you might think he's crazy or not, but that to me is crazy. Like, that, to be able to do that is crazy. That's a different level of,
It's
impressive. It's crazy.
Well, I think that's part of the reason he produces so many of his own movies now, because a lot of directors, there's a reason they hire stunt people, right? And we all understand why. And Tom Cruise is one of those guys, like, whatever the stunt, I want to do it. And they have to, look, man, I know you want to do it the same way. Like, my son wants to do lots of things that look cool when he watches Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But in reality, this is a terrible idea, right? Most people understand this. And I guess Tom Cruise is one of those people nah, man, hook me up to a rope. I'll run on the outside of this building, wherever they film that one movie where he does this. And he's like, well, look, that way when you film it, people see it's me. And they're like, there's a thing called CGI. Like, we can take care of it.
What's his name? Danny Trejo?
Trejo, yeah.
I mean, he's a tough dude. But he was like, look, man, if you're the main actor and you get hurt, then production shut down.
So
everybody else counting on that set for a job is basically out of a job for the month.
As you bash your knee into a wall.
Yeah, I mean, now, to be fair, and I hear what Danny Trejo's saying, and I would never say this to his face. Frankly, he terrifies me. But man, I could say that too, but what I'm saying is there's no goddamn way you're getting me to do that stunt. But what I say is, no, but if I did it, you know, I'm thinking about other people. This is not about me being terrified.
Random.
Hello, Kyle. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random,
hola, bitches.
Hola.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing well, Kyle. How about you?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay. All right. Let's go with this one.
All right.
Have you ever suffered from what they call beer goggles? You ever had a case of the beer goggles?
Of course you have.
Oh, God. Guys, I was in the Army for 5+ years, so, yeah, my whole career was beer goggles.
I was going to say, did you ever not have beer goggles on?
Oh, no. Me and my buddies, we actually talk about it all the time that somebody should write a book about us.
As far as your antics?
Not more of the antics, just the sheer will of just running on alcohol.
Okay, give us a small glimpse into your life there. Wait, give us a snapshot. What do you mean? Like, give us one story.
Let me see. Just about every morning, especially on Mondays, I'm talking about you just stop drinking at 2 o'clock in the morning, wake up at 5 o'clock to go run 8 miles. And not fall out.
And just be able to do it and get it over with and continue your day and repeat and do it the next day?
Yeah, it was almost normal. Like, if you weren't hungover and or drunk, it was just a bad day. You're just going to be sucking the whole day.
Okay, well, how about now? What's life like now? If you throw down the night before, how bad is your morning?
Oh, now, since I'm out. I'm smoking weed. I'm doing what I want to do now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I like that's the entire list.
I'm just saying, I actually laid off a lot of drinking after I got out. I mean, you see how fast all that stress relief is just gone.
Yeah, we're big proponents of one thing. Like, look, if you're, and I know drinking age of 21, if you can join the military at 18, you should absolutely be able to drink, right?
Oh,
because I get home from work and say, I had a bad day today. I need a beer. My bad day does not involve anything remotely. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I can have a beer.
I had a bad day.
Come on.
Reason we asked, have you ever suffered from beer goggles? According to a new study out of the University of Pittsburgh, beer goggles are in fact real, and after one drink, people start to seem even more attractive, so it doesn't even take a lot. Researchers took it one step further. They believe that those beer goggles are the main reason why people drink at all. Quote, social interactions are improved when people are perceived as attractive, be it physical, just in conversation, things that you have in common. So alcohol's effects on perceptions of attractiveness may lead individuals to derive more rewards from social interactions than while being sober. So
yes.
In other words, they're having a better time while they're intoxicated. In other words, it's more fun to hang out with people when you're drunk and they look good. And that inspires you to keep going out and drinking and having a good time.
They had to do a study to figure that out.
Apparently, I think beer goggles work both ways, though, too.
They absolutely
do. Like, all right, I'm going to go talk to her. I'm looking pretty good.
I feel confident. Random, and I saw her drink three beers.
Yeah, that's exactly.
My odds went up.
Send her two of them.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you, Sam? Sam, let's go with this one. What is the nicest thing that you've ruined, Sam? What is the nicest thing that you've... Yeah.
Nicest thing I've ruined. Let's see here. I don't know. Probably a phone. I've thrown quite a few phones and broken them, so...
All right. What was the most expensive phone that you threw?
An iPhone. $500-$600.
Okay. And do you typically spike these into the ground? Do you have a wall? Where are you throwing these things?
Oh, yeah, the ground. Just football spiking.
How many of you smashed?
Three. Oh, it's my girlfriend. Yeah, the TV. I play video games. You get raging, and I throw a controller at a TV. So, about a $1,200 TV. There you go.
Okay, all right.
Shouldn't you technically throw the controller at the console? I mean, as far as where are you going to take it? Like, the TV's like, hey, man, I'm just showing the evidence of you messing up.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to do with it.
Are they?
You know, it's a blackout rage. I don't get to pick where I throw it. I just throw.
Are the are the rages based on the fact that the phone is not working?
Yeah, usually.
Okay, all right. I don't know. I've seen you throw a phone out of the Jeep before, but that was just basically because you were tired of having a phone.
Yeah, tired. Well, I'd broken up with this chick, and she wouldn't stop calling. And I was like, look, man.
Oh, all right.
I said, like, we can make this amicable. And, you know, like, I'm not bugging. I just want to get on with it, you know, whatever, man. And we're, like... our transaction is complete. You follow me? So there's nothing else for us to discuss. And really, we shouldn't be leaving angry, but, like, you won't stop calling. So, I mean, it was unbelievable, man. So I'm in a vehicle on an expressway, and I'm like, God damn it, I swear to God, if she calls me back again, I'm going to go to my goddamn phone, right? So, the of course, 2 seconds later, I look down, I'm like, you got to be effing S-ing me. So roll down the window, threw the bitch right out, man. It's like, I'm done. It's like, if you won't listen.
I just
listen,
remember looking in the rearview mirror and watching this phone bounce down the highway, going like, oh, there it goes.
Yeah. You know what, dude? And it's the best thing I've done. And the fun, I have no regrets about it.
Look, well, you read the thing about social media and kids getting off of social media and going to basically a social media rehab.
Right, right.
They don't have it. Half of that stuff is on their phone. And part of the first thing they do is they get rid of their phone.
Yeah, right.
So after 2 or 3 weeks of being in these facilities without their phone, they realize that they're really enjoying their life a lot more. Because
you just do some other things.
Yeah, you're doing other things. And everything else is not really a distraction to you, and it's not your world anymore. So
yeah, my problems are calling my ass.
Yeah. The reason we ask, what's the nicest thing that you've ruined? Officials say a Lamborghini struck a concrete light pole in Northern Virginia and was severed in half. Ooh. News outlets reported Friday the driver of the car that was split in two during the crash, he was fine, treated for minor injuries to the site. The crash happened in the Tyson's Corner area on International Drive. The Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Department said in a tweet that the back end of the vehicle was on fire and had completely been, disassembled from the front of the vehicle. Damage was also visible on the front passenger side. If you saw any pictures of this crash, you can't believe that anyone walked out alive.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it is a Lamborghini. I mean, it's going to disintegrate. You're talking about beer goggles
split
all
the time. Mm-hmm.
And this guy brings up a good question. It says, how many people do you think owe their existence to beer goggles?
Everyone.
Like most people. At least in this country, for sure. England, for sure. I mean, countries where you drink prevalently, I would say 75% of people as a result of alcohol being consumed before you were conceived, right?
I think there was a 5-year window in my life where probably every time that I fornicated, I was intoxicated.
Absolutely. It doesn't change
just based
much.
On how old I was. Not intoxicated. I had had a beer. I had at least a few. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Gone to dinner. I'm not going to come home. If you go out to dinner and you have a couple beers, maybe that's your window to come home and have sex. Well, then I've had beers before I had sex.
Look, if you're alive, and this is just my guess.
One glass of wine.
It's not based on anything scientific, but I would just assume, if you are not the product of morning sex, then you are the result of alcohol, right?
Fair enough.
I mean, and even then, the morning sex might be the hangover sex.
Or it could be vacation sex, but that's normally drunk.
But that's drunk.
Still morning sex, and even if you're on vacation. And
but
then
there's
drunk
still
sex
alcohol.
At night, right, or afternoon sex, probably drunk, too. Random question. Your email's coming up from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Also still to come, your guess is as good as mine, and we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, coming up, your guess is as good as my categories. Pets and the military. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
guys, can I get a git and a shotgun blast? I'm turning 15. My name is David. Thanks, guys.
Git!
Git! Could you please give a shout-out to my son, Max? He is 18 today. He said he wanted it with dirty Germans. I don't listen to your show, so I have no idea what that means, but I know he is an avid listener. Thanks, guys. That from Angela.
Yeah, be sure to tell your mom that every day is D-Day.
Yeah, excuse me, I had to sneeze. Yeah, it's your 18th birthday, so enjoy your porn. Don't get arrested.
Guys in Wabin, today is my wonderful wife and best friend Michelle's birthday. What she would love more than anything is panties. Oh, God, the panties fanfare, if you guys have that. Panties? Thanks, and keep doing what you do. That from Dave. Happy birthday to Patty S. from the other side. How about a big old andro penis? And you guys talking all over yourselves about cool names for vibrators. That from the bearded Viking.
Andro penis.
Well, I think
the coolest name you could possibly have. Miles Montgomery. The thrill. I mean,
Miles Montgomery.
It's a little bit bigger. It costs really a little bit more, but it's thick and veiny and awfully moist. Self-lubricate.
Yeah, you heard me. Guys, it's my boyfriend Kevin's birthday. He listens every day. How about giving him a, your penis is too small? That from his girlfriend, Rosalind. Who didn't request that, but I want to mess with his head. Since I'm the only person that I know that listens to you, Bicholas, can I get a your penis is too small? And Ted from Melbourne talking about how great it is working down under as I work for an Australian company. Thanks from Andrew working in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. There's a lot of great things about working down under. Number one, stubby holders. Think you call them koozies in your neck of the woods.
I believe they'll call it the hand.
Yeah, and number two, the Sheilas. The women down here are tan and beautiful.
Guys, today's my 26th trip around the sun, and seriously, I doubt anyone else will write in, so what can I do? How about a big old Leroy Jenkins and the filthiest of German, dirty Germans in Wabin talking about women who like fast cars? Thanks, guys. That from Sammy, the Camaro Mama.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, for your birthday, I want to put my penis jelly with your peanut butter that's already stuck to your buns.
Yeah, she likes fast cars. But hopefully she likes it when her man takes a little more time.
Yeah, that Mercedes is sehr schnell.
Howdy, all. Schnell. 3 years ago, I met this guy in Froblow to Winco Market in Bonnie Lake. Since then, we've had a few great times. He's an all-around great guy and someone we're happy to call a good friend. So for one hit wonder Wade, can we please get a Holy SJ and a Your Penis is Too Small? Love you, brother. Happy birthday.
Holy J.
All the bitches today marks my brother-in-law Dylan's 27th trip around the Great Ball of Fire. Can I get a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about being an electrician? Thanks, guys, from Two Boots.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah. One thing about being an electrician is understanding that there is both the male and the female. I will bring the male to plug into your female, located behind you.
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing about being an electrician is, unlike most times, it's bad when things are wet.
Bitches, coming to you from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico today on the honeymoon. I'd like to give a 27th birthday shout out to my incredibly beautiful wife, Megan. She would love to hear some wedding puke and a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. That from Jason Z.
And it's so suck it up cupcake.
Husband Alfonso loves listening to you guys every day. It is his 30th birthday. Can he get some dirty German talk about turning 30, please? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, for your 30th birthday, the first thing I would do is open my pants and let you visit the bee's nest.
Yeah, and you're a real adult now. You are 30, so you got to make sure to take care of that woman. No foreplay.
Guys, it's my man's birthday, Garrett. Love him with all my heart. Please give him a fish sandwich and some dirty Germans. Thank you, guys. That from Zoo.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, even if it's raining outside for your birthday, I will offer you a tall glass of Sunny D.
Yeah, you can come over here and find out what sauerkraut is really made out of. I will be the kraut.
Wonder if I get a fish sandwich and an owl hitting the window for my birthday. You guys are awesome. This is bus driver Dre.
Fish sandwich.
Fish is sending a birthday hello to my mother on her 30th birthday plus 32 years. Her best birthday present ever was me. Yes, I was born on her birthday. Please give her a big old bong rip. That from Matt in Olympia. Guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
You can test online for a pro, or your guess as good as mine. Color 9, 844-999. Ola, a couple of extra ones here. Guys, catching up on your show, and I was reminded of one of my more memorable visits from home from college. And this is why you were wearing what you were wearing and how that worked out. I was driving back from my girlfriend's house late one night when I encountered a bunch of Jackamos cruising around town, hucking water balloons at cars. Naturally, these guys were all wearing monkey masks to protect their identity, which must have made aiming the balloons more difficult as it took them about a half dozen shots to finally hit my car as I sped around them. Little did they know, monkey masks and all, I knew exactly who these clowns were, as the car belonged to this real winner of a guy from my high school who was also good friends with my next door neighbor. Sure enough, not 2 days later, they must have been hanging out of the car, was parked right outside my parents' home. Hope he enjoyed the dog crap smeared on his door handles, as he made it too easy. I also hope he kept the mask. It was an improvement. That from King Jeremy, the Wicked. As far as unexpected nakedness, back in my 20s, me and my roommates had a friend and two random girls over to hang out and do some drinking. At some point, we needed to make a beer run. Myself, roommate, and one of the random chicks went for some more beer at 7-Eleven at about 1 mile down the road. Came back 10 to 15 minutes later, opened the apartment door, only to find my roommate's buddy and the other girl having sex on the living room carpet. Never missing a beat, he just looked at us with the weirdest laugh I think I've ever heard. The funniest part of this is that he had a fan set up on the floor behind him, blowing on the action. Weird.
Maybe it was hot.
That from Mark. Guys, I was in middle school at the time at a friend's house. After swimming, we went to get changed. His sister was in the bathroom changing and was also in middle school when I entered the bathroom. I got full frontal bearskin view. If that image of her pops in my head, guys, does that qualify as pedophilia? That from Joshua.
Depends how you feel about it.
Yeah, that was when you were a kid. Don't worry about that. Yeah, let's see here. And one more. Flu and the food poisoning. So my hubby and I were at Walmart. We're at the Walmart. I'm having a tough time speaking today. With our three babies for some late-night Christmas shopping. I started to feel unwell, so we left. Thinking I need food, we made the big mistake, or the worst one ever. We went to a Mexican takeout place. I don't remember what the hell I got. No meat, though, but it made me feel worse. So I passed out, too sick to care for our children, only to wake up in the middle of the night feeling sick to my stomach and dizzy as fudge. And I shouted, Ray, I need to blah. I made it over to the bed and proceeded to barf everything I needed all over the floor. Only a little while later, after barfing, peeing from my backside and being horribly sick for a couple hours, my husband and children got super sick as well. So Christmas consisted of myself, my husband, and two-thirds of my children, exorcist puking everywhere. Needless to say, Christmas sucked.
Okay. Oh, by the way, late birthday came in.
Okay.
It just says, sorry, I'm late. It's my son's 14th time around the sun. Just a happy birthday would be nice. So if you're 14 years old and today happens to be your birthday, your mother, whoever you might be, is wishing you a happy birthday.
And she didn't forget.
she didn't forget, whoever you might be.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's a fun and easy game to play. We let you pick from two categories, and then from there, you try to guess as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, do we have a contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
You bet your ass, Miles. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
Jared, it is Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, and your categories are the most popular pets around the world. Actually, no. These are the most popular pets here in the United States of America. The other category is the 10 most powerful militaries in the world, according to a index that is done yearly. So we have military and we have pets. What's the category going to be there? And your guess is as good as mine.
I think I'm going to have to go with military.
Military it is. Okay. All right, Jared, there is a index every year, and they rate the militaries of the world. And they have a methodology behind it that I could not possibly explain to you in the amount of time, but it's based on service members, it's based on air, it's based on land, it's based on sea, it's based on everything in between. So the 10 most powerful militaries in the world are represented in this global index. It is up to you, Jared, to get as many right in the category as right before three strikes and you're out.
All right. So let's obviously start with the U.S.
U.S. is correct. According to the index, the United States is the world's most powerful military, coming in at number one. That is correct. So far, one for one.
So we'll go with Russia.
Number two on the list. The United States, not surprisingly, number one. Russia is number two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now where do
They're
we
like
go?
Pepsi, not Coca-Cola.
I'd stick with the red.
Yeah,
for Russia, China.
So that's a good one. Let's go with China.
China's number three. You've got the top three militaries in the world, according to this Global Power Index that does these numbers every year.
Now, look, man, I don't know if this is the case, but I would think on sheer numbers alone, India.
They have a huge...
And
huge
a conflict. There is a conflict with China. And if you're in conflict with China, and you got to at least be a little tough, right?
Jared, I don't know, man. You might be throwing me a curve here. I'm not sure about that one.
And Jared, I can't.
I second India.
I wish I could give you more than of the methodology and however they do this.
I don't know if they break it down.
It's a global index. They do it every year. So.
I haven't seen it, but here's my thought. I thought India, perhaps Iran, because basically they're running the Middle East right now and their proxies are wrapping things up. Germany, England, and France. Those are the ones I think, and
well,
I don't know.
Just for giggles, we'll go with India.
India is the fourth most powerful military in the world, according to this global index. So you've got one, two, three, and four, the United States, Russia, China, and India, the top four, in order, all correct.
Damn. Are they counting number of people in the military or just, like, powerful?
Again, I'm not working on it. No, I really do. If I could give you any clue, they don't just give the numbers.
I mean, just based on, like, bombs and missiles and I think some nuclear power, maybe Israel?
Israel's a solid guess.
That's a good guess. How about Iran?
Iran.
Oops, sorry. Yeah, hey, I thought the same thing, man.
Not on the list.
Okay.
Ted might be right, dude.
Be Israel.
What?
Two strikes. Boom. Man, things just went to hell quick.
That happened quick.
It did happen quick. You've got two strikes. You've got four out of the ten. On the world's most powerful militaries.
All right, again, I don't know what they're basing on, but I got to think England would be there. England's guessing. Right. And what about, like, Turkey?
France?
England, France,
let's
and
go
Turkey.
Let's go with Great Britain.
United Kingdom number six. That is correct. You are halfway to home. You've gotten five out of the ten, Jared. Unfortunately for you, you have two strikes with only one strike remaining, and your guess is as good as mine.
What's the crowd thinking?
Maybe Germany, maybe France, maybe Turkey. Is there anywhere else in Asia?
What about, like, Brazil? That's a massive country.
It is?
Yeah.
I really have no idea. Because the thing, I just feel like in South America, and I don't know what their conflicts are, but their conflicts rarely are something we hear about globally. They hear about it in Europe, hear about it in Asia.
Jared, I can help you. No South American countries on the list. So, since I wasn't able to give you any clues, I think that's a good enough hit.
What was your guess, Thrill?
Man, I have Germany, France, and Turkey on my quote-unquote draft board.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go with Germany. That makes sense.
Germany, number nine.
All right.
That's okay. Right. So far,
number nine.
You have gotten six out of the ten. Those would be the United States, Russia, China, India, the United Kingdom, and Germany. Six out of the ten most powerful militaries in the world. You have two strikes with one strike remaining.
France, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about France. Go ahead, lay it on me. What you got?
I mean, honestly, I'm leaning towards France. They're in a lot of conflict. Like,
they offer a lot of support and a lot of conflict.
Yeah, they show up.
All right, let's go France.
Let's go France. Correct. And number five.
All right.
Yeah. The fifth most powerful military in the world, according to this global index of firepower. So
we're six out of ten?
You're seven out of ten.
Seven out of ten.
Seven out of ten with two strikes, one strike remaining.
Who else are we hearing about?
Thoughts on Australia, Aussie Ted.
I'm not sure.
Because, you know, again, they're not. I mean,
there's no bases in Melbourne.
Yeah,
there's
usually just hang out on the beach.
Right, but there's, like, it's kind of like South America to me. Have they been in enough conflicts for anyone to be able to rate what it is they will or will not do or how much firepower they have because they don't get involved in a lot of massive conflicts? Is there anything in Africa?
What about Japan?
No.
No?
Well, okay. I can't say no. I don't know. Is there anywhere in Africa? I'm thinking of even, like, whether it's Egypt, Saudi Arabia.
I mean, if I go
right?
Africa, there I always is go one, Nigeria.
There's one.
Nigeria is a solid guess.
There's one African country on the list.
Okay, well, let's go with Nigeria.
Sorry, dude.
Jared.
You did well, man.
Killing me.
All right, so hang on.
You want to take a stab at the other
I'm going to guess
African?
Turkey.
Turkey is number eight on the list.
Damn it, man! Yep. I told you.
Tell me it's not South Africa.
South Africa is not the African country.
Egypt.
Egypt is correct.
Number 10. That makes sense.
And
hold on. All right. Number 10.
There's one remaining.
Are they in Europe?
They are not in Europe.
Hmm.
And obviously nothing in South America.
Right.
Indonesia?
We've only picked one country from North America. Two from Asia.
Canada? I have
no idea. Canada.
Mexico?
No Mexico. And number seven on the list. Here it is again. At number one, the United States. Number two, Russia. Number three, China. Number four, India. Number five, France. Number six, United Kingdom. Number seven, that we never got.
Hold on, people are saying Pakistan. South Korea and Italy.
It is, in fact, Japan.
Oh God!
Eight is Turkey.
No,
I know.
And Jared bounced it around as well. Nine is Germany, and 10 is Egypt. There you go. On your guess is as good as mine. Still to come, we'll drink and tell us. Shot of the day is on the way, and the return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
High profile this on the way. We'll drink it. Tell us with a shot of the day, but first.
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room. Ask us anything you want, and away we go. All right, here we go. This one says, and this was from Mitch the Piano Man.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I know you guys don't have a live audience because of, quote, the incident. What was the incident? Was there a huge brawl? Did someone grab your microphone and start screaming the F-bomb? These are questions I have. Anyway, enjoy the day. Again, from Mitch the Piano Man.
I mean, Mitch, we call it the incident for a reason.
We've been through this like a thousand times. Like, if we could legally talk about it, we would already explain it to you, but we can't. So basically, we just called it the incident, so it's an easy way to reference a point in time that people visiting us in studio became legally a bad idea.
Right.
So we just call it the incident.
It's never to be spoken of again.
Because if we called it what we would like to call it, I'm sure we'd be in trouble again. So we'll stick with the incident.
These are not the droids you're looking for. This never happened.
I'm trying to Jedi mind trick. Yeah.
Exactly. Just an incident.
Never happened.
Nothing to worry
never
about.
Never happened. Like me being high the other day. Oh, I have a question for Ted, but I would like to know what Thrill and Miles think as well. Knowing that Ted is a fan of hip-hop and worked for rock stations over the years, have you interviewed any rappers, and if so, who was your favorite? And if you get a chance to interview anyone outside of the rock and roll genre, who would it be? Listen every day on the podcast. You guys keep me laughing at work. Keep on rocking, you pterodactyl sons of bitches. That from Josh.
Well, I mean, Ice Cube.
Yeah, that would be the one that I would always.
I mean,
remember.
I guess Kid Rock you kind of throw in there because
you could say country rock or rap with him, right?
Yeah, but I think Ice Cube, as far as the rap genre, is the coolest guy I've met. I met T.I. once, but that was just a meet and creep.
And creep.
Well, right. Meet and greet, but we're creeping out the artists. We all know that.
We talked to Ice-T on the phone. That's a cool dude, man. I thought he was really cool.
Yeah, Ice-T might be somebody I'd actually... There's a lot of rappers I like right now, but I have zero interest in interviewing them. They just all seem kind of like a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, they're terrible at interviews.
Like Migos or something like that. Would you want to?
They just sit there and don't say much, right? All those guys. It's like, all right, well, I don't want to interview.
Yeah,
if you don't want to talk.
It's like interviewing Maynard from Tool.
He
doesn't want to do it. And if you get him on, it's going to be awkward.
Somehow this one falls into the realm of Ask a Black Man, but I guess it's just because it's for you, Steve.
It's time for Ask a Black Man.
Next time, shine your black man symbol on the glass.
Since you are gassier, man, I've got to ask. If you fart while traveling faster than the speed of sound, do you have to wait to hear the sound of your fart? Thank you, guys. That from James.
No, and sadly, I explained this to him, and I hate that I know this, but no. So here's the problem. I've broken the sound barrier. I am traveling faster than the speed of sound. I will still hear my fart because the fart is leaving my anus. So it's already moving at the same speed I am. Now, the difference is if you were at ground level and I go running by you faster than the speed of sound, but I farted, you'd see me run by, and then maybe you wait 8 seconds, and then you'd hear the and you'd realize I farted on it.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and make the subject Ask the Men's Room. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 35-year-old Brock Williams of Springfield, Oregon. Springfield, Oregon. My apologies. Now, a cop tried to stop Brock outside of a grocery store last week for an outstanding warrant, but Brock sped off on his motorcycle. Well, kind of. See, the cop noticed that he had customized license plates on his motorcycle that said X-Felon. No E, just the letter X followed by felon. And that's already a bad idea for all the obvious reasons, but it gets even dumber than you think, which I'll share in a moment. But while it's true Brock was, in fact, a convicted felon, that's not the only, it's about the only thing he was honest about. He was on a stolen motorcycle. And here's the part that blows my mind most. He's on a stolen motorcycle, but the plates that say X-Felon, they weren't the original plates. So he stole the motorcycle, and then to not call attention to himself, replaced the original license plates with license plates that say X-Felon. Well, anyway, the cops finally caught him when he went down a dead-end street. They got off the motorcycle and tried to walk away. Didn't even try to run to say it wasn't me. He was arrested, and now he faces several charges. But look, man, I don't want to teach you how to be a better criminal. It's not that. But as a fellow human being, don't make us all look bad. If you insist on getting license plates to say ex-felon, particularly if you're an ex-felon, and in particular when there's a warrant out for your arrest, don't then use those plates and put them on a vehicle.
I can't believe the state gave them to him. I figured all right, just let everybody know.
Because it's some, he's back, like, look, he's basically going to let the cops make it easy to find him, right? So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola!
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.